Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Randy Rand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming to get them put on. We need a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, and shadow design. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. But the economy, you would have did. Everything free to download and stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we beat, we fight our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all you fans.
I'm a man-made grind, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's serious for life, dog. Hip-hop ain't dead, representing for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so me, sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder masking music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
up
forever, bitch, we coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show, let's get the drum.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 439 Murder Mansion Music Show. We're welcoming back the homie Poppy, you know what I'm saying? But man, talk about that intro. I'm telling you, man, there ain't a lack of bars in there. There ain't no mumble rap going on in that intro. Shout out to the Dead Click. Make sure you check out that debut album, UGSForLife.com. Man, what's up, Mac J, Pittsburgh Pat? How you guys doing?
What's going on with the president? Just hanging in there, you know.
Yeah. I'm honored to welcome Poppy back to the show because the man's relentless in fighting for the awareness of sexual abuse against children, man. How many people out there are doing stuff like that? But a lot's happened since the last time we had him on the show. A lot's gone down. First and foremost, the guy that helped really break the whole Bambada story open with Poppy and Ron was Star in the Morning. Just about a week ago, he honored Poppy for his work that he does as far as speaking up for victims of sexual abuse and things of that nature. So shout out to Star for recognizing him. You know what I'm saying? I wish more media outlets would recognize this man for what he's doing and help him. You know what I'm saying? Because he's one man. He's one man up against a monstrous machine of pedophiles and sick fucks. You know what I'm saying? He's by himself pretty much. And he's, I'm not saying he doesn't have supporters, but I mean, as far as these media outlets go, a lot of these media outlets are fucking sleeping. And a lot of these media outlets are pro Bambada. You know what I'm saying? I'll put you that way. I've tried to contact these media outlets on numerous occasions. They never put anything in there, about Bambada, unless it's, something, at the beginning. You know, now it's died down. They're not talking about it no more. There was an article the other day in Ambrosia, where it was talking, it was saying something about Bambada. I forget what it was. But, it's very little. And then Ron, Beastinger, he's doing this thing called the hip-hop movement, which I haven't, really heard from him in a long time. I know him and Poppy had some words. I don't know what the hell is going on over there. What's up with him, but I know Poppy, man. He put on informative videos. He's constantly, exposing these sick motherfucking pedophiles. And people around him who have done the same and end up dead. End up gone. They're fucking dead. One guy, TC, he was doing an interview a few weeks later, dead, murdered. You know, this man's got to deal with a lot. I mean, the amount of pressure that he is under, I can't even imagine. Then on top of that, you got this sodomite guy, whatever the fuck his name is. I saw a video. It was entitled, it said something about Bambada, and then butt cheeks or ass crack. They had Poppy's name. I thought, man, who the fuck would make a joke about that? You got to be sick in the fucking head to want to even say something like that in a comical way. You know, to exploit the pain of children, you know what I'm saying, who have been molested, and make jokes about it. Nah, man, I wasn't even going to entertain that dude or anything he was talking about. But, you know what I'm saying, I will say this to the man, you fucked with the wrong one. You know what I'm saying? This guy here, he's out there advocating for the rights of children. You know what I'm saying? For the rights of children.
Right.
What kind of person are you to attack a man that's sticking up for children and trying to shed awareness on subjects that most men our age, let's face it, most men our age, we're not talking about this shit. We're not talking, you know what we're doing? We're talking about football, music, sports, crazy shit on social media. No one's talking about rights of children. So that alone should get Poppy, you know what I'm saying, the respect he deserves. But, no, don't. You know, this guy, Sotomayor, he's continuing to put out, you know, videos about Poppy. He actually wanted to debate him.
Tommy Sotomayor. That's what we're going to call this motherfucker now. Dude is a straight clown, Fred, and everything he be on. Like, he don't make good points or nothing. He's one of them classic internet motherfuckers that like to talk a whole bunch of controversial dumb shit, and then when somebody press up on his ass, you know what I'm saying, then he classic, I'm going to call the cops for me. I'm gonna throw bricks and hide my hands and shit like that.
Yeah.
Classic example of one.
Well,
of
I read on the homie's page the other day. He said that one of his videos got turned in on YouTube, and the cops were called on him. He said it was that Tommy guy that did it. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, come on, man. You're going to make a video about somebody, then you're going to call the cops on them when they respond.
Especially all the shit that dude talk a whole lot of shit. He make a whole lot of videos, man, talking a whole bunch of dumb shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think the original he was talking about Sandra Bland or something. Rest in peace. She was the woman who was found dead in her cell. And I guess he said something, and Poppy, you know, Poppy didn't like that. And Poppy's the type of dude, you know, he's gonna say something if you're talking some bullshit, and he did. But this guy, the way he responded to Poppy, I thought was just insane. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the title of the video alone, I'm gonna try to find it real quick. I'm gonna get on the fucking YouTube myself and try to find it. I want to read you guys the title of this video, which is, it's just fucking crazy.
Yeah, I know what it says, bro.
Yeah, here it is right here. Tell me what it's, okay, here it is. Poppy, who got his butt cheeks split by Africa Bambaataa, says Tommy Sotomayor. The fuck is that? I mean, why would you even say that? Why would you say that? And then here's another one. Poppy avoids discussion with Tommy Sotomayor, but is live talking about him. And it's an hour and 19 minutes. You're going to sit up there for an hour and 19 minutes and talk about somebody? this guy, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know much about him.
Classic example, like he was mad at us and make videos and shit. He wanted them motherfuckers. He would just sit on the internet and talk about controversial shit. He always down in black women. He one of them classic motherfuckers. Yeah, he like somebody that used to be hanging around here years ago. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that we had to cut off. But he's basically the same type of motherfucker. Just a miserable dude that talk a whole bunch of dumb shit that don't mean nothing, but then still want to parade around like he a conscious brother and stuff like that. And I don't think a lot of people take, I think more people take him serious than what they should. But at the same time, real motherfuckers not paying no attention to Tommy Sotomayor, man. Because he contradict yourself. How can you sit up and you talk about black women and you degrade black women, but you got a black daughter? You know what I'm saying? Or you got, you know, or you showing up to these pro-black rallies and stuff, but the shit that he say for is like, don't do no research on him because you ain't missing shit. You know what I'm saying? I've seen quite a few of his videos. And at first I thought he was kind of funny, and I'm like, dude might be on to something. But the more and more I got to listen to it, I'm like, this is a classic example of a fuckboy, man. Maybe
one of them.
Maybe
shock value.
He could be a fucking agent. You know what I'm saying? They always call the other people agents, but them the type of people that's agents, man. Because you would attack Poppy because Poppy had his own opinion on what you were saying. You putting videos out, so people gonna have an opinion about what you're saying. So then you go back and then you just distasteful. We're trying to let people know that you don't agree with Poppy. Like, who even... You just read the title on the video. Come on, man. That's some bullshit. People just don't give a fuck no more, man.
Videos, man. Four beat-faced Memphis black hoes rob and murder, man.
Yeah.
Look at this one. Oversized black beastie stabs boyfriend.
That's all he do is commentate on bullshit that already go on in the world, you know what I'm saying? And he tried to play what one case. Yeah, so like
basically one of
like
them motherfuckers that just wants to talk shit and just agitate people. And
exactly,
yeah, fuck him. And let's bring on Poppy right now, man.
Yeah,
what's up,
Poppy?
How you doing, brother?
Peace.
Good to have you back on, brother.
What was the discussion? That bitch ass nigga Tommy Sotomayor.
We was talking about Tommy. But first and foremost, before we get into that, I want to congratulate you. I see this star from Star of the Morning. I'm saying through an event for you in your honor, man, for your work as far as educating people about what's going on and exposing these pedophiles and salute to you, man. Congratulations and salute to you, and keep doing what you're doing, man, because you're needed. You know what I'm saying? And hats off to you, brother.
Congratulations, bro. Yeah, thank you, man. I really appreciate Star for going out his way like that because he didn't really have to do that. And if you know anything about Star, that's not even his style. He doesn't do stuff like that. He tell you in a minute that he's a friend of no one, but... He's really been extending himself out, you know, a lot. So I really appreciate what he's doing. Plus, it got to be done. So somebody has to do it, man.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. And, you know, that's definitely why I salute you for your work. But this guy, this Tommy Sotomayor guy, he's been talking out of the side of his mouth. I saw some very disrespectful videos aimed at you. What's going on, Poppy?
Well, with Tommy Sotomayor, I wasn't really up on him before, but when I finally, like, start to see who he was and heard some of the shit that he was saying out of his mouth, I was just baffled. Like, how people subscribe to this dude, what he's saying, like, some of the things that he was saying was just unbelievable. With Sandra Bland, for example, he said that he wished he was there to see the police hang her. And I was like, no fucking way.
Oh.
I was just like, no way. Did he really just say that he wished he was there to see her hanging in the cell? It hurt my stomach.
Then he called
it
all kind of stupid bitches and stuff like that and shit. You know what I'm saying? He a dumb motherfucker, man.
And then he said for the police or for white people in general, if you see a crowd of black people, just open fire on them. I'm like, nah, no, you didn't say that.
Huh?
Right.
Just open fire on us?
Wow. Wow.
So,
this guy,
yeah,
right?
He
sounds like he's trying to incite violence. He's trying to, I mean, that's just insanity. Why would you encourage a fucking race war at a time when tensions are just crazy at all levels? Why would you encourage violence? I don't get it.
Because what he is he is, for one, I feel like he's an agent, because nobody gets away with talking about saying homosexual stuff all over the internet or YouTube.
Facts.
I got flagged for it. I'm flagged for it. And then he flagged me again. So pretty much next time I get flagged, my page is going down. But the only reason, I figured out a way to get around so I still be able to post videos. But right now I'm not supposed to even be posting no videos for the next for talking about the gays alone. They gave me 90 days, and that was the first time. I didn't even know any better, and I didn't even say nothing no wrong. I said my problem with homosexuality, and that got me in trouble. So when you have him up there, he's saying all types of slanderous stuff towards everybody, and YouTube is not doing nothing towards him. So to me, he's the agent of white supremacy. That's what that man is.
That's what I said. Yeah, because he sit there and he bashed black women all the time, in particular too. Like, that's like his pet.
Yeah.
That's his thing. And he got a black daughter. You know what I'm saying? And you a black man. How can you just sit up there and be so insensitive to shit like Sandra Bland? You know what I'm saying? Like,
like you said, he's an agent, man. I don't know
the crazy
much
part
about it. But is that like his thing? Like, I see a lot of black people, especially like going at him a lot because he disrespects black people. Like, is that his thing? Like, he just like says controversial shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't know much about.
Makes sense what Poppy said then about him being a agent for white supremacists.
You gotta understand, Tommy, the people that are sponsoring Tommy and giving him all his donations, just look, and you'll see he deals with white people that they're the lowest of the low white people, and then he deals with black people who hate black women, who have a serious problem with. And I know a couple of people that I didn't even realize love Tommy, and they hate black women with a passion. Tommy hates the masculine black man, the alpha man, and he hates black women. And if you listen to him, you can hear that all in him, because Tommy is the epitome of a fucking coward. If you see the video up there, he had a beef with Tariq Nasheed, and Tariq Nasheed was all up in his face. He goes down to Harlem, he gets punched dead in his face in Harlem, doesn't do anything. He gets pulled over on the highway, he gets to an accident on the highway. Y'all got to see the video with him disrespecting that sister. Threatening her. I mean, he's threatening her. He told her, don't make me pop. I got my shit in the car. Don't make me go to the car. So you threatening to pull out? You so much of a coward. You threatening to pull out a gun on a woman that you could probably just beat up with your hand. But the woman was all up in his face too. Like, I'm not scared of you. But he approached her wrong first. But you willing to do that to a woman? But you ain't willing to do that to a man. That's why I said to him, like,
right.
You talking about? He gonna tell me. In my inbox, I'm at the gun range. You at the gun range for what? You ain't gonna shoot? You ain't got it in you. You're not built like that.
Poppy, didn't you say, make a post, correct me if I'm wrong, I saw a post that said that the cops were actually called on you, and you believed it was him.
Yeah. Yeah, he owned.
Wow, what
he actually everybody that was on the air was contacting me, told me that there was an officer that put in a complaint number for him in New York against me, and I'm like, wow, look at this. He got to understand something, though. I don't care. I'm not scared of that. Like, come on, man. I'm not scared. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want to go through the headache of having to sit in nobody's own jail bullpens and then have to go through the system and bail out. But that's not going to scare me. I'm still going to speak out against what the dude is doing or what he's saying. And see, the worst part of it, what really got me into this situation, is the fact that people sent me the video with him taking a shower, talking about taking a shower with his 8-year-old daughter. And I was like, you know what? See, that right there, I don't understand white people, but I know white people that's good, white people that won't do no shit like that. So I had to say, you know what? It ain't a difference in culture, or better yet, he's been around some white people that brainwashed, because people made all types of excuses for him. And I'm like, and this is why I'm repeating the dumb shit, because I'm trying to get in their mind. First of all, he's not white, so why would white people, I don't understand that. I know white people that's good white people, bad black people. Who the fuck does that? It doesn't make any sense to me. Who gets in a tub? Now, here it is. You got your 8-year-old daughter. He says, yeah, because, you know, when I stopped taking a bath with her is when I noticed she kept looking down there. See, here's my thing right there. My thing right here. Tommy's a slick pedophile. What he's doing is grooming his daughter to be fucked, number one. Number two, he's throwing that out there to the people just in case he's ever pressured or in case his daughter slip up and say something. He's actually throwing out there, yeah, I take showers with my daughter. But when he got pressed about it, knowing that that's damn child abuse, he had to go back. So when I threw it out there, he actually said all over the air that I was a liar, and he had people questioning, well, damn, if he lied on Tommy Sotomayor, would you lie on Bam Bada too? So when I put the proof out there, he flagged my video.
You put the truth out there, and next thing you know, your video gets flagged. And how far after that were the cops called on you?
I'm not sure exactly at what point did he call the police, or how that went down, because I wasn't really listening. Everybody else was bringing the information to me. I refuse. Like, I refuse to listen to that clown. I can't do it.
Man, that's just crazy, though, man. But, okay, this video surfaced to him saying this about his daughter. That right there, I mean, anybody that supports the guy, if they see that, they automatically should be like, you know what? No, I ain't fucking with this dude. This dude is saying some disgusting things. Man, that's not cool at all. Do you think this guy, you know what I'm saying, has got it in for you? Do you think maybe he's cool with Bam?
Well, honestly speaking, I think at some point in time he's been in contact with some Zulus, because I'm starting to hear the same pattern now. He's starting to, oh, this dude was a molester. He was 17 years old. That's that Zulu shit. That's that Zulu Nation rumor right there, where they tried to save Bam and say, well, and it's not all of Zulu. It's just some of them. Oh, he was 17 years old. He wasn't young. Even still, when you say 17 years old, it's still despicable. It's the same shit. Legally, it's against the law.
Yeah, definitely. Now, he wanted to debate you. Does he still want to debate you?
Honestly speaking, he's been in my inbox. He stopped because he knows it's not going to happen. But, yeah, he wanted to debate me. But my whole thing is, like, you don't debate with a pedophile. This is the same man. Like, it's so much with him that it's not even funny. This is the same man that said, I couldn't work in a high school because if I work in a high school, I'll be fucking all the students. Teachers go to jail for fucking the students because they're underage. So you just admitted again that you were a pedophile.
Wow. That's crazy. So, I don't know what's going on. It seems like more and more these guys are sprouting up just about everywhere. And people don't seem to be doing anything about it. That's why I respect you so much, man, because you're one of the few that's outspoken about it. You know, what's been going on with you, though, Poppy, man? How have you been holding up through all this?
Well, I mean, it hasn't been easy. The situation has forced me to be strong, even though you have your times of being depressed. I mean, I've got drunk one day recently and really, really broke down. Like, it's just, and it's not so much that, you know what I mean, just what I went through in the past is the beefs that I have, the enemies that I have now. I actually love some of these brothers, but there's no turning back. So it's like I got caught up in a little emotional state where I really broke down. And people don't need it's like, it's a lot of, it's not just one or two, it's a lot of brothers that I would never be friends with again. Behind the situation, because it's just how they handled the situation. Not only how they handled the situation, but then for me to have one of my closest friends, TC Islam, he was murdered recently too. And me personally, I believe and feel like Zulu Nation was behind that. And people might say, you know, that's snitching. No, it's not. We're dealing with a pedophile here, the pedophile ring. Anything goes when you're dealing with pedophiles. You do anything to take down the pedophile ring. But it's like I said, and I tell people all the time, if I wanted to put Bam in jail for passion, I could put Bam in jail for probably the rest of his life. I can do that. There's no statute of limitation on certain shit. I tell people all the time, with me, I did my time. So I'll leave it as that. He understands that too. And that's the bottom line to that. This was never about me, you know, me having something personal with Bam other than him being a goddamn pedophile. And that's the bottom line to it. If I wanted Bam going right now, I can walk right into the DEA office and say, listen, this is what happened on such and such day, on such and such time, and I already served my time for it. And that's the bottom line to it. I can't get no clearer than that. I'm not a rat. But when it comes to pedophilia, we're going to deal with the situation.
Yeah, that's something totally, totally different, you know. I mean, it involves the safety of children. And I want to go back a little bit. You just said TC Islam, rest in peace. There was an interview with him just a few weeks before he was killed. And in that interview, he said if this was in the 90s, he's like, I would have come forward in the 90s, but I would have been killed right away, I believe. And then after this interview, a few weeks later, he gets killed. You know what I'm saying? And you think there is that connection with the Zulus? Because he was one of the few outspoken ones.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I spoke to him the night before he got murdered. I spoke to him, and pretty much he was crying on the phone. And to be honest with you, I was annoyed with him. I was thinking to myself, shut the fuck up, because I personally was upset with TC because TC knew a whole lot more than what he said, what he was saying. And I've been telling him already, like, I, to be honest with you, I was curbing him because I was upset with him. And a few times I spoke to him, it really felt like TC was hurting because he really wanted to get back in with Bam, but he knew it was no going back. Bam wasn't having it. And the night that he got on, the night before he got murdered, I was on the phone with him. I was talking to him, and he was like, he told Ahmed as Bam's manager. He was like, listen, tell Bam got 3 days to get back at me. If Bam don't contact me in 3 days, I'm telling everything. So when he said that to me once again, he pissed me off. Like, first and foremost, you should have been said everything to let the cat out the bag.
Yeah.
And he started going in. I'm like, so TC, what's some of the everything? You know, let me know some of the everything. And he was like, yeah, you know, I tell the Bam was fucking on Mos Def and he was fucking Q-Tip. I'm like, well, that's not surprising. You know, to be honest, that's not something that I saw for myself. But, you know, this is what TC Islam said that he knew. And there's a whole lot more. Then he started talking about other things that I wouldn't really get into because it pertains to, like, street stuff or whatever. I'm never going to put Bam up under the gun for street things that was done because the code is the code. But when it's dealing with pedophilia, it's an all-out door on his ass.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something way totally different, obviously. Wow. So he died with a lot of information because he probably knew Bam for, you know, 30, 40 years maybe, you know.
He got murdered the next day. He got shot. He got murdered the next day, He got shot in the heart and he got shot in his eye. It's executions. It's not, see, the Zulus, immediately what they started telling people was he got murdered in a robbery. Like, first and foremost, how are you putting out rumors of why he got dead, or how he got killed, and none of y'all down there? Because he was around Zulus down there.
Yeah. Yeah, why be so quick to throw out theories if you, yeah, exactly. You know. Yeah, that makes it that. Yeah, you know what? I tell you what. I hear stuff like that, and I think, man, Poppy, be careful. Be careful, man. I mean, real talk. I mean, because I know you're a real dude. You know what I'm saying? You're a real motherfucker. Ain't no doubt in that. But the same token, these guys, they're pretty much everywhere, are they not?
Let me tell you something, man. I wish a nigga would. Like, it's not. I'm not TC. TC was playing games. You see what I'm saying? He was playing games. Number one, number two, he was bouncing from state to state, and he said it. He was in fear from his life. He was getting death threats. But see, that shit that they pulled on him is not. I'm not gonna sit up there and tell you I'm getting death threats. Because first and foremost, the motherfuckers know if they sit up there and they threaten me, I'm going to start plucking them off one by one. I don't give a fuck if the feds is listening to me. That's when you're going to make me do what I got to do. I don't have a problem with sleeping in jail for the rest of my life, defending myself and fighting for a cause and fighting a pedophile. I have no problem with that. I'll be eating them nasty-ass sandwiches until the day I die. So as far as them making any threats, nigga, do you. Make your move. Understand something, I fight back. You know what I mean? And I fight back on all levels. So, and they understand that. And that's about it.
Right.
Another thing too is the boys that killed TC. That boy that killed TC, that was a young boy. They do what they've been doing since the early fucking 90s, getting little boys like me in the early 90s to do their fucking dirty work. That's what they do. But these old ass washed up, they ain't got them. They ain't got another 10 years in them. These dudes up here that I'm beefing with, they ain't going to do it themselves. They're going to try to send somebody to do it. They ain't going to do it themselves because they know when I see them coming, it's automatically on. What you think? You going to walk up to me and just give me five?
Right.
As soon as I see you, you're going to get ready and get stance, and I'm going to get in mine. And we're going to take it from there. That's just how it goes down. I'm not no sucker. Bam knows that. If you can tell that I'm not a sucker by the way Bam is moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he's not addressing anything. He's just...
Bam is, you know what it is, too? That you got to understand about Bam? Bam is calculated. Bam ain't all the way a fool. Bam knows that behind something with me and Ron Savage, something so big. If his timing is the wrong timing, he'll mess around and he'll spark some type of RICO law. The Zulu Nation and the Black Spades has never went down under the RICO law for gang activities. So Bam knows he has to be very, very careful.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest with you, the feds ain't never came around not one time and said, yo, what's going on with him touching these little boys? So when they say it's COINTELPRO, it's like, where the fuck at? If the feds started shaking some trees, they're going to find little boys.
Right.
Everybody else is finding them. You can't even talk to a person in the Bronx that's not coming across somebody that's been molested by Bam.
Fucking crazy.
And what's crazy is the information is out there, and they're just letting dude just run around and do what he does, like nothing's ever happened. That's
this
disgusting.
Shit is crazy because when you said, you know, now he got the Zulu anniversary coming up in November, 3 days of the anniversary, and you got nerve enough to have one of the Masonic lounges is supposed to be having it in a building. Like, how y'all have a pedophile in your building?
Huh. They don't get some shit.
He got some type of app, you know, that you download that's on my Facebook page. I forget exactly what it said, but I'm like, come on, really? So I was on one of the dude's Facebook pages, and it just so happened he's promoting Bam now. This is one of the same dudes, because there's two dudes that was out there with Bam. When Bam got locked up in Brazil, Righteous supposedly was out there. He had inside information, and he was outside of Bam's house the day that Bam got stabbed. So this is all the shit that set the shit off with me. Bam got stabbed by a young man. He gave me the picture of the young man, and then you sit up there and tell me he molested a boy in Brazil. Righteous been covering up for Bam. So when he told me that, and then I'm looking days and days and days, I'm looking at this picture of this boy that he molested, like, whoa. Young boy looked like me. You still doing this?
Wow.
20 years later, you still doing this?
No.
No, that's why I can't play with a Tommy Sotomayor, man. Tommy Sotomayor is saying things, and then the bad part about it is, you could go to Tommy Sotomayor, the comments that I had on my page, or to some of the things that he's saying, and you would actually see the sicknesses of the people that's following him. Nothing but pedophilia, incest babies, test tube babies, the sickest people follow Tommy Sotomayor. These are not sound-minded people.
You're right. You're sure right.
Yeah, man.
That's why we can't let up off for this topic, because it's like, you watch my Facebook page, I put up certain posts, everybody on it. You put up something with these pedophiles, they go silent.
Yep.
Not realizing that when you do that, you saying that it's okay.
Yeah.
And people need to
understand, you shun away from it.
I know
like
they're
co-signing that shit.
Endorsing it, yeah.
I know in the past some of these dudes might have, you know, been going to the high schools, messing with them younger girls. And some, you might not be doing that. You might have grown out of that. That don't mean that you can't change your life and say, you know what, this is what I did when I was younger. I might have been 20 years old or 25 years old dating high school girls because I felt like I still could relate to them. Motherfucker, when you're 40 years old, you know you're not living like that. You're a grown-ass man. Speak the fuck out. See, people be feeling sometimes, I got skeletons in my closet. I got to shut up. I done did some of the worst shit in life, period. And I'm not going to let somebody, for example, I've been in situations in my younger days where I slapped the shit out of certain females. You think I'm not going to speak out against domestic violence? Is somebody going to say, oh, you a hypocrite? Nah, I'm not with that shit, so I'm going to speak out against it. Just because I've done something in the past don't mean I won't speak out against the shit if I don't live at that address no more.
Yeah.
And that's
I mean,
the bottom line to that.
Yeah,
you're going to tell me because there's rumors, you're going to tell me, oh, there's rumors he done shot people before that I can't advocate for children? Fuck that. I see something wrong, I'm going to stop it. I got to.
Yeah.
And this
and
is the game that people play.
Ourselves. We got to stand up for the kids, man, because that could easily be our kids in those situations. You know what I'm saying?
Let me
so
tell
you something.
I have one of the worst reputations in the streets. This is why Bam don't play with me. But everybody feels comfortable with me having the keys to their house and me watching their children without even a question.
Yeah.
People will leave their bank. They will leave their bank cards. They would leave $1 million in front of me and know that it would never be touched. I'm a loyal dude. I'm a good dude. This is why people say I can say something out of my mouth and people will say they'll respect what I'm saying, because what am I lying to you for? Why do I have to lie? The only thing a man lies about in this world, when his wife asks, did you fuck that chick, a man be like, nah, I didn't do that, baby. And even still, some of us tell the truth.
Yeah,
outside of that, for me,
I'll tell you what, it's needed, man. You're needed because there's not enough people out there doing this, you know. And that's why when people come on the show, like we had a guy, I forget his fucking name, he was some DJ from 30, 40 years ago. He came on the show and they started talking about Bam, and we started bringing up the fact of how we're disgusted with Bam and he's a piece of shit. And this guy started to
man,
say,
that made my day.
Show. Said, get the
that
fuck off the show.
That. I was
yeah,
so
yeah, the whole CRS wonder.
I was laughing my ass off.
Yeah, man, he was trying that KRS one defense. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that's his personal life. Everybody commit crimes and shit. We're like, nah.
That is
yeah,
correct.
Get the fuck out of here. Rather not, buddy. We'll interview somebody else. You know, We let it be known. BAM supporters are not welcome here. Now, I saw something, Poppy, that disturbed me a couple months back with Ron. You know what I'm saying? I know you and Ron butted heads a little bit, man. What's going on with him? Because he was on the front lines. I mean, this guy's he was going for trying to get bills passed and this and that. And I thought you and him were real solid. He ain't faltering, is he?
See, here's the thing with Ron Savage, right? When Ron first came out, I wanted to bust his head to the white meat. Because my whole thing was, you come out of nowhere when I already resolved my problems with Bam. Bam already pretty much said, listen, I'm not going to do this no more. I'm changing my life, even though you can't believe a pedophile. And I'm going to do certain things to fix what I've done in the community, even though you can't really fix that. Like, for example, he was supposed to open some type of center for the youth and deal with the youth to repair some of the damage that he's done. He was supposed to put a tombstone on B.O.'s grave, and he was supposed to resign from the Zulu Nation. That was supposed to be his last year. Ron Savage comes out of the blue 6 months later, and out of nowhere, my video pops up on Star. I didn't feel like that was a coincidence. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck is the angle that this dude is coming from? And that's what started me coming. That's what made me come back out, because Ron wasn't the first one out. I was the first one out. But Ron was the first one that the public, like everybody, got wind of, because I took my video down off of Facebook like within the first 24 hours. So pretty much, Ron, I was upset because I'm like, yo, who the fuck? I heard of B-Stinger. I've never met him. B-Stinger's not the type that would even, that Zulu Nation is big, so you're not going to know everybody in the Zulu Nation. But B-Stinger was around before me. He's older than me by 10 years. So he was around in the early days, and when he came back out, all of the tension came out because everybody felt like, well, damn, did you put this nigga up to doing it? There was rumors of them supposed to be being able to kill me, and I called Bam on the phone. I was like, yo, Bam, y'all talking about killing me? Bam was like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I told Bam, I was like, listen, all right, just make sure I get me something to protect myself. Make sure you got three of them on the things for me to protect my fucking self. He was like, talk to Tafik. I said, talk to Tafik. I'm talking to you, motherfucker. He was like, nah, talk to Tafik. He didn't want to talk. I'm like, listen, I don't do that tape recording shit. That shit that Ron Savage do, if I'm talking to you, I'm never going to tape record your conversation. Not without you knowing. If I'm recording you, I'm telling you I'm recording. I'm not going to record nobody. That's not my style. I was enraged like that. We don't get down like that. So, more or less, when Ben told me to talk to Tafik, I told him, go fuck yourself. And that's how I ended up on Star. So, with Ron Savage, after a while, with me seeing him all over the place like that, I was like, you know what? I'm still not feeling that. Something in my gut told me not to trust the motherfucker. Now, when I listened to his story, I knew for a fact that Bam did what he did, because he knew too many of Bam's characteristics that I knew that Bam did. I knew how, it's like, it was familiar stuff. So I'm like, okay, I know what he's saying is true. But later on, I come to find out that his motives for coming forward, he was pushed into coming forward. You see what I'm saying? And the dude that pushed him to come out pretty much had a quarrel with Bam. He was down with Bam, and Bam owed him money. And that's why he pushed Ron Savage to come out on Bam. Now, Ron Savage, all he did with his manipulative ass was just basically use the politicians that he ran with in a fight that they was already fighting and put his name on top of it. He was an opportunist, and he was slick with it, too. So he came in like, he rolled in like a white shining knight on his armor, and that's what he looked like. But then down the line, I believe personally he took a payoff. His best friend on Facebook, who was a friend of his life, you know, that's been around him since she was 15 years old, she said pretty much that Bam got a gag order. I mean, Ron Savage got a gag order from Bam, where he can't talk about it no more, and the only way that Bam can do that to him is if he took money. And what makes it even worse, the bitch-ass nigga is on tour and going around on tours with Mickey Benson. Mickey Benson is the one in the audio, which is Ice-T's manager, that was telling him, motherfucker, you know ain't nobody raped you. You know you wanted it. That's not rape. So now the same motherfucker that you leaked your own video, your audio, you gave it to me to leak, you put it out there, you gave it to Star, you put this shit out there on him, and now you running around with him. So the same dude that's telling you he's the founder of the Zulu Nation, now you running with the Zulu Nation, so you hear nothing from Ron Savage no more. He's just silent.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy, man, because he was on this show. You know what I'm saying? And it's fucked up. That's fucked up.
And see, this is what I tell. The only thing I will say is about Ron Savage, I will say it did happen to him. I firmly believe it because the things that he said, I know it happened to him. But, and I'm not going to make an excuse for Bam taking advantage for somebody that's a child to him. I'm not going to make no excuse for Bam doing that. And the next thing, Ron Savage is a sucker. He's a sucker, but at the same time, how many people did Michael Jackson pay off? How many families did Michael Jackson actually pay out $20 million to? And people still running around talking about Mike didn't do that. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. Once you paid out $20 million, you just said you're guilty.
It's like Usher with them herpes he's been giving out to people, paying people off left and right. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot when you hand people a bunch of money. Say what?
Michael Jackson gave out herpes too?
No, I mean, kind of like similar situation now with Usher paying people off with the whole herpes thing. I don't know.
Oh,
Michael Jackson might have.
Well, you know what? The one thing that I do think, I hope and I pray that Usher, you know what I mean? Because sometimes, I guess he got sloppy, but I hope and pray that he ain't never touched nobody's kid. You know, a person is fucked up, but they can live through their herpes better than a person can live through what child molestation do. The reality of it is there's so many people running around with herpes, it ain't even funny. The stats is like 7 out of fucking 10. So when you running around, this is why I'm not one of them dudes that's just running around fucking any old female, because it makes you appreciate having a wife, because it's scary. The mouse, and now you got this HPV? Like, who created that?
Yeah, giving people
there's
cancer.
There's no cure for HPV. There's no cure for HPV, and it causes cancer in the body. So it's like, well, damn. What lab did y'all make this shit in? So you got to be real careful running around, you know, who you sleeping with. And homosexuality, that's just like the gatekeeper to HIV right there. Everybody says it. Even the doctors say it. So it's like, you can't sit up there and say we're bashing them. Homosexual men is the number one pushers of HIV.
Yeah. Yeah, it still is. And they said that since day one. But now, look at the culture that they're pushing to the youth. You know what I'm saying? They got kids so confused from such a young age. That's why I encourage parents, teach your kids right away what's going on. You know, show them the truth, because otherwise they're going to be so confused. Man, you got two dudes on a Campbell's soup commercial talking about being, you know, the father of the boy. I mean, come on, man, that's promoting that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's through music, through cartoons, through the sports, everything.
Man, I just seen the cartoon earlier that's on YouTube, and I was like, wow, really? They got pedophilia cartoons on YouTube. YouTube, like, man, these people are evil because they know all this stuff is here. These cartoons have been flagged, and yet they still leaving this stuff there. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, and people don't even realize this, too. About 5-6 years ago, a scientist at the CDC, a head of a billion-dollar department at the Center for Disease Control, was actually arrested, and they found pictures of her engaging in bestiality, and she was accused of molesting a 5-year-old boy with her boyfriend. They arrested her, and that was it. You never heard about it again. But it's not, I mean, you can search it up. It's on CNN reported it. You know, I mean, they let these slime balls get away with this stuff. And just like with Bam, you know, all that information is out there. These media outlets ain't saying shit about him. Every once in a while, a little blurb here and there, but it shows you he's in cahoots with a lot of these media outlets, I believe.
Bam is like T.C. Islam said. He said Bam is a gatekeeper, just like Dr. York was a gatekeeper. Now, I'm not 100% sure of just how deep the rabbit hole goes with this gatekeeper, but there's a reason why they flipped on Dr. York. I don't know why the government flipped on Dr. York and they allowed him to be taken down and they protecting Bam. But then again, you got to keep in mind, too, Dr. York got flipped on by his own son. His son exposed him and he went to the FBI. So I think at some point in some time, you got to defend yourself now. If a child calls the police and say Bambada is molesting me, you're going to have to deal with that. But at the same time, I think what it is with Dr. York, the reason why Dr. York got taken down the way that he did, because these millionaires is not supposed to do what Dr. York did. You're not supposed to create land and make an uprise or build a community for blacks. This is why you don't see black billionaires do that. It's like, if you ever noticed, Oprah go open up a school in Africa, but they don't really be doing things for us over here because they're not supposed to. They can't do it on this land. And that's what I firmly believe. So when Dr. York opened up his own, his community and had all of those people living there, you can't do what the Jews do. We are still slaves in this country. Black people got to understand, we're still in the Constitution after Obama is three-fifths of a man. So they're not trying to let us be in a position. They'll let a basketball player become a billionaire like Michael Jordan, but you'll never see a basketball player like Michael Jordan actually take the time out to say, all right, this is what I'm doing with my people. Here's a community right here. Here's jobs, and we're independent from the rest of this country. In New York, you have Chinatown. You don't even see, like, the Chinese, you never see inspections going on in a Chinese restaurant. It's like they got immunity to what goes on or the laws over here. But us as black people, we can't have nothing. And that's clear as day. The minute that you try to build something, it's over. So Dr. York, I believe that's why they allowed Dr. York to be taken down. They went on his own land and start tearing down his pyramids. And no, I don't feel sorry for him, because the reality of it is that man was an intelligent manipulator, and he could have did a whole lot more for the people than just fucking our children. Because the bottom line to it is, that's all you did. You created an atmosphere where you can rape the children. When people talk about the things that he did, that's what he did. He created an atmosphere where he could do whatever he wanted to the children.
And you're seeing that with all these institutions, the Boy Scouts, the Catholic Church, different organizations, probably the YMCA. I mean, because, you know, think about it. You have access to all these kids. And that's why these priests, they keep, it keeps happening, and nothing. They never get punishment. They never get punishment. They just get moved to some other church or some other parish or some other place, and they continue to do what they do to children. It's disgusting. Well, with that being said, Poppy, I want to thank you so much for coming back on the show. It's always a huge honor. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you're doing, man, and please be safe out there, man.
Hell yeah!
Gotta have you. Gotta have you back out many more times, brother.
We're here anytime y'all want me, I'm here
physically, you know. But we're here, man. Whatever we can do on our end, you know, we're always gonna have that platform available to you.
Yeah, I've been shouting y'all brothers out on every little podcast I've been on, man. I appreciate the love.
We appreciate it too, my guy.
Yeah, man, we appreciate
it. All right, thank you. Peace.
Peace. Man, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, another great interview. Salute to him for his work. And we found out some info about Tommy Sotomayor I did not know. Found out some stuff about Ron Savage, man. Wow, that was... And you come to think of it, you haven't really seen him speak out against Ben Bottom. If I'm not mistaken, I forgot to bring this up. There was an interview he did, I think it was Sway or somebody, or some morning show, Ron Savage. And the guy that was with him mentioned Ben Bottom. And Savage didn't say nothing. So he, it does look kind of fishy. I mean, I'm not saying anything myself, but I'm just calling how I see it. And I don't like that, man. So, yeah, that's what it is. Fuck. What a show. What a show. Tomorrow, we go from the homie Poppy to the homie DJ Paul. Last time we had him on was a classic with Nip and Bushwick, Serve, and the Dayton family, and
Remember? Bushwick Bill and Lil Pants.
Yeah, Bushwick Bill and tight pants. Oh, he
said Bushwick Bill and tight pants.
He's like, man, fuck that. Bring back Jabos.
Man, fuck that. Bring back the Jabos.
Yeah, you got his voice down pat, man.
That boy Bill cool too, man. Shout out to Bushwick Bill.
And we're already on episode 439, so you know, we're almost at the 450 mark, which means shit, we're not far from 500. So that's gonna be dope. We're looking at that probably I wanna say early next year. You know what I'm saying?
500.
No rush to 500, man. Wow. 25, I was gonna say fuck it. I was going to say, oh, fuck it, 25, that's it. And here we are. No, I ain't said I'm going to quit since. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sure, I wake up, have thoughts. I mean, I ain't going to tell you guys, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to tell the people who are doing the show. But yeah, I wake up, but then at the back of my mind, I always answer that question for myself immediately. I'm doing this shit because I love doing this shit, man. And I know you guys do it too the same way, because you guys are fans of the music. We've been all our lives, you know what I'm saying, all our fucking lives. I saw a video the other day which reminded me that I actually got into hip hop before I initially thought, because you know, my first tape I bought was Raising Hell in 86, but I remember hearing the Fat Boys way before that.
I kind of wondered that. I'm like, Chris, you got to remember, we from the late 70s, but we was, you know, the shit was on. You know, we caught it at a good time, man. We got to catch hip hop when it was just first really popping off, and that's why I still listen to old songs, man. Because it's just like, if I want to get that old feeling back or that old memory or something. You ever listen to a song and it make you remember other shit that you forgot about? Just because you listen to it, you start remembering that time. Like, oh, this came out in '88, so then you start thinking of other shit. Oh yeah, I remember when I got this, or when I did this, or that was the same year this happened, or the same year that happened. This music always can take me back, man. That's why I never let that shit go. So I get younger guys every now and then. I'll post some songs, and they be like, "This shit horrible," blah blah blah. I'm like, "This shit wasn't made for you, though." I don't expect none of you young dumb motherfuckers to understand this shit. But if you're willing to take a seat back and listen, you might learn a few things, man.
Yeah, there's certain songs. Dude, like, I don't even, like, when they were out, I didn't really like them. But when I hear them now, I like them because it makes me think of that time period. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now I kind of appreciate certain songs just because, like, they remind me of a certain time period. Even if I didn't really fuck with that song, it might have just been real popular at the time. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Like, you don't appreciate certain shit till after the fact. Or maybe it didn't grow on you right off top. Like, when Mobb Deep first came out, I really wasn't fucking with they shit. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't because they was necessarily into it with Pac and them. I just didn't like that style of rap. You know what I'm saying? So I was more into East Coast and, you know, the West Coast and the 8 Ball and MJGs and you know, flowing on melodic beats and shit. But then as I got a little older and started listening to them, some of their songs started growing on me and shit. But that didn't necessarily make me a huge Mobb Deep fan, but I can appreciate the contributions of groups like that put in the game. And I don't think the kids get that out of music like we did, Prez. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you remember buying your first cassette, but then you hear a Fatboy song and remember you heard that song or was listening to that song way before you even got the Raising Hell CD. You don't know the tape or whatever, because it's damn sure probably
yeah,
wasn't
it jogged my memory by seeing it, you know what I'm saying? And someone posted a link on Facebook about the Fatboys, which I've actually been trying to get them on the show. I know Patch hit them up. You can probably hit them up in the past, too. But someone posted an article about them. They're wanting credit, you know, for what they did, and they don't get
yeah.
credit, you know.
They don't get invited to the hip hop honor shows and all of that shit. It's a lot of them dudes that get slept on, man,
huge,
from back then, Prez.
Literally, they were fucking big, you know.
Yeah, man.
But they got.
Yep.
One time I asked Dice, like, what made him start rapping. And I thought he was going to say something like the Juice Crew or something like that. And he said the Fat Boys. The first time he heard the
Fat
Boys.
Boys and it was big time when they was out, too. It ain't that long ago to where we can forget that. They was in movies and all kinds of shit. They had commercials and all that shit.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of people just slept under the rug, man. Like, over time. Like, history doesn't, like, you know, do them justice. Like, even like Heavy D, man. Like, Heavy D don't get the love that he should get. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people, like.
Well,
KMOD,
that's another one. I know that's one of your favorites, Mac.
Yeah.
A lot of guys. But another thing, back to what Poppy was talking about, you already said that TC Islam said about Q-Tip. That was a shocker.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, it really wasn't a shocker because...
No, that's not a shocker.
That dude calls himself The Last Zulu, I think, if I'm not mistaken. He was going to have an album called The Last Zulu. It's like, why would you name your album after anything that have to do with Zulu, after what's been...
Because them motherfuckers with it, Prez. You know what I'm saying? That's why they would do it. I don't even ask myself them questions no more. Like, why would people say... Like, it's even like with Tommy Sotomayor, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know why he do what he do. That's why I'm glad I had kind of brought it up before we even run Poppy on. I be thinking these dudes be agents, man. They get these certain dudes going, and they get a nice following. And then, you getting a lot of people that they want to be, they all mask it by saying they just being objective. They don't subscribe to no kind of set mind frame. We free thinkers and shit like that. But basically just following the antics of another dumb motherfucker. It's classic example of... If everything looks good, somebody's going to find a negative out of it. And that's the type of dude that Tommy Sotomayor is. And then he diss his own people. So if you diss your own people,
yeah.
Other people ain't going to really trust you.
Well, and
especially,
yeah, exactly.
Why you hate black women? I understand. Like, black women do be sassy as shit. A lot of them is sassy and loud mouthed and shit.
Anything. You know what I mean? You
but to say you hate them because of that, and all of them ain't the same. You can't think that all black women is the same just because the few that you done dealt with probably got loud with your ass. They probably be getting loud with you because you a sucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to start. People got to start looking in the mirror and stop trying to blame everybody else for why they go through the shit that they go through. That's what it is, man.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's self-inflicted. You go through sucker shit because you a sucker motherfucker. Ain't nobody hate.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? For real, ain't nobody hating on all these people all the time.
No, no. This guy, yeah, he's one of those guys, almost like a Vlad, the instigator. Like, if you listen to Vlad's interviews, Vlad's like almost sounds like a fucking detective. Yeah. Like an interrogation room. And you look at the guests on his show, they look nervous as hell. Look at the Lynch interview, man. Lynch looked awkward as fuck in that interview, man. Much love to Brother LeSung with that interview, man. He looked fucking really uncomfortable. Busy Bone, too.
Yeah,
holy
man,
shit.
Yeah.
Did you see
he
the Busy
Trent.
Crazy Bone interview? Trent crazy was even looking at Vlad.
Trent walked off.
All Vlad,
Right. I'm about to say all Vlad interviews look awkward, man, because he be asking awkward ass questions, man. Or he asking questions that other motherfuckers didn't already ask. And he try to ply him off like he came up with the questions and shit like that. You know, I guarantee you some people that looked at him like, damn, I just said this on somebody else's show the other fucking day. You know what I'm saying? Like, Vlad do that type of shit. I be noticing that all the time.
Yo, y'all know that dude that's beefing with SIBO right now, that Mozzie motherfucker? Well, he did an interview with Vlad. And I guess in the past, like, Mozzie would, like, do a video, and, like, right after that, people would get shot and shit. There'd be, like, you know, gang shit happening. Man, Vlad's, like, asking him, like, yo, you dropped this video, and what, 12 hours later there were shootings? Who was involved in
this? Yeah, he was. I've seen the clip. He was actually making it.
He always was. Every now and then somebody would check. Yeah, every now and then somebody would be smart enough and check his bitch ass and tell him, man, Vlad, come on, man. You didn't ask me that shit, man. Like, next question. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
He's doing shoot-style videos, man, is what he's doing. Like, if you look at the wrestlers, like, you'll say Hulk Hogan shooting on the Honky Tonk Man or something. And
yeah, he tried to bait you in and dress
talking shit. Yeah, you're paying these guys to talk shit about other people. You know, we don't encourage people to talk shit on other people. If they do, they do. Hey, you know, if it's worthy of the show, we're gonna clip it. Of course, it's like
right. I seen Vlad on Breakfast Club interviewing. He was saying the same dumb shit. Like he was like, yeah, well, I don't bait him, but you can tell you bait him in the questions, Vlad,
because a lot of times Vlad don't even have people on the show unless there's some bullshit going on. Like, he wasn't thinking about interviewing Soulja Boy and all them and all that shit till they start having them little beefs. And then them dumb motherfuckers fed into it and was so happy that they was getting attention, they just added on to the shit. Some of these motherfuckers happy they on Vlad. They think that, oh, I made it to Vlad. I'm on Vlad. Vlad ain't pay, if you ain't really making nothing off that shit, you need to be going on any fucking radio show you can. Promoting your music.
Every outlet you can, exactly. A lot of these guys, they're holding out for the Breakfast Club, Vlad, or the Drink Champs. You know what I'm saying? They think this story's going to be told there, but man, it's only going to be told there if it's very controversial or if you have some type of a monumental comeback in the game. Otherwise, we're the people. Man, fuck with us. That's simple. You know what I'm saying? That's simple. Go to the website for everything, UGSForLife.com. Hip Hop Roundtable this Monday. I know you're doing some stuff for some Texas artists. Man, why don't you speak on Pat?
Yeah, man. I'm watching the news right now, man, and more hurricane is coming Texas way, like a second wave of it. And I figured, like, I don't really got money to donate, you know what I'm saying? So I figured, like, man, let me do the hip hop roundtable. I'm trying to get big names, like Texas legends and shit, to come on with me. We'll have, like, all the info, how you can donate. Like, I'll have several different ways. Like, there's a text number. There's all kind of, I'll have, like, a bunch of websites and shit. I just started trying to get people today so far. Everybody said they're down, but of course, like, if they're in Texas, they can't predict 5 days from now because of what's going on. So, but the people I got so far is I got Decent 20 to Life, I got DJ Ready Red, and Gangsta Nip. I have lines out there with, like, Big Mike and Jukebox, Bushwick Bill, so hopefully I'll hear from those guys soon. They haven't seen my message yet, but I just got started today, so I will get some other people, hopefully. But, yeah, like I said, like, so if I say some people are going to be there, just know they gave me their word, but understand what's going on in Texas, like, the last thing on their mind might be the hip-hop round table. So, like, I told everybody to. Yeah,
Killer Hole out there rescuing people today. So, I mean, these guys are good.
They're actually
part of the rescue.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to him for that, man. But, yeah, I invited a lot of people. And, like, the ones that are in Texas right now, like, I told them, like, hey, I'll send you a reminder. But if you got something else going on, like, by all means, man, like, don't worry about it. So hopefully they're able to call, but more importantly, I hope they're all right. But really it's just the episode to encourage people to give whatever they can. And, you know, we'll hear some dope music and everything. We'll keep it hip-hop, too, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the main objective is to get, you know, people to donate, and you know what I'm saying? So hopefully all the listeners will follow suit, man, and give a little something that they spare.
You definitely text Harvey to 90999. That's for the Red Cross. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's another one, text Storm to 51555. That's another one.
Yeah, because 911, they said 911 is just backed up. So many calls are flooding. So I'll tell you what, we got to check out episode 66 or 67 of Underground Saturday Night. Which is it, Maggie? One of the two.
67.
Or 66. 67, wow. 67 in a row on the ground Saturday night. This Saturday, of course, Church Reality 188 coming up on this Sunday. And then Tuesday, I know we got a show. You got us, everybody, you got us over there from Philly.
I got King Magnetic. He's actually from Pennsylvania, out in Allentown. That's kind of like towards the center of the state. But he's down with Army of the Pharaohs, which has, like, a bunch of people in it. It's, like, Vinny Paz and, like, Slug and all those guys. Like, they're down with them. Apathy. There's a bunch of guys in that group.
Yeah, those guys
got
huge followers over there, man.
I've been trying to, like, tap into that crowd for a while. You know what I mean? So I'm glad I got King Magnetic, man. Cause, that's a big scene over there. And,
Philly.
You know,
we got Schoolie D, though. I mean, we got the fucking Pioneer Gangster Rap. We need to hit another area, too. Seattle, Portland, I was telling you. Mac, we always need the East Coast. We got it now, man. Shout out to you, Pat, for helping us get that East Coast archive built up over the last year or so, man, because, we have some sprinkles here and there. I mean, we had the biggest names you could have, but, you know, there's so many we didn't get now. Now the Murder Mass
right.
shows a little more familiar on the East Coast, so shout out to you for helping us out.
And it's hard. It's the East Coast is kind of the hardest one though, because there's so many people there, so many artists, and you gotta realize that every other show, like pretty much every hip hop radio show, is in New York. So like, it's somebody that has a lot of history and shit like that, they most likely have relationships with all those, like, the corporate radio stations and shit, and they just fuck with them. It's hard to get a hold of them and shit like that, you know what I mean? So sometimes, like, New York's hard to tap into, but luckily we got a nice crowd, man, you know what I mean? We got some good people from here, and we got AZ, man. Like, you got AZ, that happened
out of the blue. And then right before the end of last year, we got Sticky Fingers on Onyx, which Onyx has a new project out right now. You know, we're going to keep doing what we're doing here. You know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for some more upcoming episodes of Skinny Man on the Ranch.
Yeah, man, I got another former Terror Squad member. We'll have him on the show in September, but I'll leave him hanging out.
Let's get Well Santana on the show and ask him why the fuck he wears women's clothing. I saw an interview with
Joel?
Fruitcake. Yeah, he was showing off his belt to the interviewer and says he likes it's a women's belt. He says he buys women's belts. So, you didn't know them Dipset dudes were like some dick suck dudes? The pink shit is not a coincidence.
I know Cam wearing the pink shit. But I have weird, like, I don't know. It was hard for me to embrace Dipset, man. Like, it was just a touchy subject for me.
I never liked him at all.
Jim Jones stood for, like, I don't know, man. Like, his records and shit, like, the whole Blood thing, like, he was telling people to be Bloods and shit. Like, it was just fucked up, man. Like,
crazy-ass motherfuckers.
I ain't going to say I didn't like some of their shit.
Stay out of Facebook jail, man. Please. We need you out here. Rich, Scratch, whatever your name is, Scratch, where the hell are you? We'll be sending out a search team for you pretty soon in Facebook world. Shout out to him, but if you want, I definitely have the hookup on him. If you want some CD covers or some logos, some art made up, you know, get at us, UGSForLife.com. Scratch is the guy to go to. Get at Deep Pain for mixing and mastering. Or Emo out on the West Coast. Everything UGSForLife.com. Everything. You know what I'm saying? Just go there and check it all out. And if you guys paid $100 for that Floyd Mayweather Conor McGregor fight, you must have been out of your fucking mind. We're out of this motherfucker. We'll see you guys tomorrow.